This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Recarte, R-E-C-A-R-T-E, first name Rafael, R-A-F-A-E-L. The date of birth, February 22nd, 1966. The date of evaluation, February 24, 2026. Referring physician, Roots Health Care. The chief complaint, ...60-year-old Hispanic male was seen at San Leandro Hospital, period. He was noted to have hyperkalemia, period. He was apparently diagnosed with congestive heart failure and subsequently referred for evaluation, period. He stated that he was initially noted to have hyperkalemia and then evaluated 6 weeks later and told that he had water in his lungs, period. He is referred for cardiovascular eval, period. He reports fatigue, tiredness, period. He is symptomatic on walking approximately 2 blocks, period. He further reports dyspnea at 2 blocks, period. He has had decreased appetite, period. He has had no chest pain or esophagea, period. Past medical history includes 1. Hyperkalemia, next number hypertension, next number neoplasm of the kidney, next number spondylosis, next number personal history of malignant carcinoid tumor of the kidney, next number cutaneous abscess of the face, next number Charcot joints, unspecified site. Next number, hypertension. Next number, peripheral vascular disease, unspecified. Next number, alcohol dependence, uncomplicated. The patient was noted to have pulmonary edema, most likely secondary to uncontrolled hypertension versus possible immunotherapy related blood pressure, period. The patient further had episode of low blood pressure with blood pressure of 99/60, period. As noted, he has had hypertension, pulmonary edema, aortic valve regurgitation, for which he was referred for further evaluation, period. Past surgical history include a nephrectomy, period. Medications, hydralazine, next number, clonidine, 0.1 milligram TID, carvedilol, 6.25 milligrams BID, amlodipine, 5 milligrams one daily, losartan, 25 milligrams one daily, metformin unknown dose daily, hydralazine is actually 50 milligrams TID, furosemide 20 milligrams daily, Jardiance 25 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, Trulicity 0.75 milligrams, Voltaren arthritis pain, Ondansetron 4 milligrams every 6 to 8 hours, PRN. Lokelma, L-O-K-E-L-M-A, 10 grams. The allergies, unknown, family history, father died of cancer, social history, notes alcohol use but denies cigarette or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional, he has had fatigue and lost appetite. Ears, he has deafness involving his left ear. He describes allergies, oral cavity, he has upper dentures, respiratory, he has had dyspnea and pulmonary edema. Genitourinary, he has had nocturia. He has had left nephrectomy secondary to cancer approximately 1 year earlier. Neurologic, he has dizziness. Endocrine, he has cold intolerance. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 109/59, pulse 83. Respiratory rate 18, height 67 inches, weight 182.8 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Extremities reveal scarring of the lower extremities bilaterally. The patient was referred for EKG. EKG demonstrated sinus rhythm. The patient is noted to have non-specific SD/TVA changes, period. He was referred for exercise treadmill tests, period. This revealed non-specific SD/TVA changes, period. The impression this is a 60-year-old male with fatigue, diabetes, and hypertension who is referred for routine follow-up. He will require echocardiogram, period. CBC and lipid panel have been ordered, period. He will require nuclear stress tests. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.